Dr. Marty de Harwood has done a neat job of keeping us in the loop with various developments regarding our collective fight against the Delta variant. Marty is with us today. Thanks for joining us, Sister Tenalque.
Morena.
Morena. Look, last time we spoke, you mentioned that there was a situation you'd heard of where employers were a bit anxious about their employees taking tests because of the wait time for results. That was strange to hear, sadly, but I note that in the new regime, workplaces are actually going to play a much more vital role. Border testing for kaimahi, you have to cross the border regularly. And I note, too, in the Eastern Bay, when I spoke yesterday with one of the reps down there, Marty, they're taking the vaccine to the workplaces as well. So is there an increased role, do you think, for employers to note their role in fighting COVID?
I think so. I think engaging them in the whole process, bringing them on side so that they understand that they have a role to play in this, as you said, critical plan for managing and eliminating Delta from our community will only help. We've been doing the same in terms of writing letters to employers when people present with to have the COVID swab, whether they have symptoms or think they may have been in a place of interest or are a contact, just explaining that, yes, we understand this is challenging for you, but equally we're trying to keep your work safe, trying to prevent other workers potentially becoming infected. And it's really important that you come on board with this and we support you through that as much as we can. And then I think Jacinda talked yesterday about the fact that the border and people crossing the borders, you don't need to take time off work while you're waiting for that result. Understanding that it is more part of the screening process now that rather than diagnosing. So I think all of these things are going to help.
Matira, are you privy to the latest figures, Māori? Any trends you can point to?
We know that it still continues to be an issue in some communities. The vaccination rates were fabulous up until the weekend, but they have dropped again, so we need to continue to support our whānau coming in and getting their vaccine. I think what happened yesterday was a certain MP giving out the code and thinking he was being very clever in that regard probably didn't help, because it does mean that other people are getting in front of those who need it most. So can't give up the fight in that regard in terms of vaccination. We need to continue to promote those other health messages to keep our whānau safe. Scan if you're going anywhere. Stay home if you're sick. Wear your mask when you're out in public.
You've been working on the front line at this stuff for a while. What do you make of David Seymour's comments that it doesn't discriminate, therefore we shouldn't prioritise Māori and Pacifica people? The airport is in the hood. It was ill-timed and seemed for political points scoring. There's been a lot of disgust shown at his comments already. What's your thinking, Matire?
Oh, I completely agree with that. That thinking around it being disgusting and political point scoring. We know that Māori and Pacific people have not been able to access the vaccine. The numbers clearly show that. We're much, much in terms of our rates of vaccination. So anything that supports whānau, makes them feel safe to get the vaccine, is what we should be supporting. And that sort of behaviour is just despicable and really undermines this idea of the team of 5 million, I think.
Do socioeconomic conditions have a influence on the vax numbers from your read?
I think it does to a certain degree, in that it's more difficult for people to be able to travel to places to get the vaccination, which might be further from home. And so, you know, that we at Papakura now with our drive-through vaccination, we were seeing numbers of sort of around 300 to 400 a day of people coming in, because it was so close to home. They didn't have to find the money to be able to pay for petrol to go further afield for their vaccination. So we know that does play a part. But we also know feeling culturally safe knowing the people who are there, who are going to answer the questions in non-judgmental ways, and make you feel that you're consenting, that you've had a fully informed consent process as you're getting your vaccination. But that too is equally as important.
Matere, we're taking matters into our own hands now. Saliva testing kits is an example in West Auckland. In the Bay of Plenty, they're taking the vax to the workplaces. In Northland, they're taking the vax to the whare down rural roads. So we are now moving in our way. Should we have been given the green light earlier?
Oh, I think so. I think people have been arguing that for a long time, that we know that by Māori for Māori, the only way that this is going to work, if it's come from a different lens, who doesn't understand our context, doesn't understand our communities and who we value and whose information we value, then it's never going to work. So it would have been a good idea to have some sort of strategy or focus that allowed Māori to take control of it earlier, whether that was through good resourcing, funding, training, or even just the encouragement to get on and do it ourselves and be praised for that, not have people trying to undermine that with their picky tweets.
Thanks, Matere. You've got a busy day on the Zui, but some interesting focus of your work. Can you tell us a little about it? I hear there's some discussions about the Māori Health Authority later on in the day.
Yeah, so I was really fortunate to be appointed to the steering group, and we've been tasked with both appointing the members to the board of the Māori Health Authority. So we interviewed some stunning candidates a good 2 months ago now, and provided the list of the outstanding successful candidates in that process to the minister, and he was really pleased with that list. It's gone to cabinet, and we understand their names will be announced in the next couple of weeks. We're really excited about being able to hand over the mahi or the reins to this group of emerging and current leaders in Māori Health, and you know, the aspirations, the hope, the commitment to Māori Health that came through in their interviews just gives me great hope for the future and for our whānau and delivering on our aspirations.